Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. On to September. She's calling. Thank goodness it's here, as August has been ugly, stuck in a hot, sticky rut about every weekend. The last one has been the worst of all in the Upper Gunflint. Month 9 has to be better. The season of Dagwagon, fall, surely can't be as miserably dry as what the Upper Trail has been through the past 31. The last rain of nearly 2 weeks ago has long since evaporated and kept our territory in the everlasting drought. Obviously, we're not connecting with the right words to the rain gods. And just as we've been worrying, the horrible word wildfire has become more than one of simple conversation. This past weekend, a smoldering bog fire caught the blistering southerly winds and took off. The cause remains unknown, but the location is. Located west of Lizard Lake in the BWCA south of the trail, it may have started by dry lightning. At this writing, Sunday evening, the smoky 1-plus-acre smudge pot has grown to almost 50 acres and has the serious attention of Forest Service firefighters as well as our local Gunflint Fire volunteers. 2 days of aerial water drops have made the area along Gunflint Lake busier than many a big city airport. I've been unable to keep an accurate count of all the touchdowns to scoop water by those big yellow beaver aircraft. Perhaps the rain gods will see the smoke as a signal that this area needs immediate help. This column marks a celebration of such for yours truly. I'm keying off into year 9 of sending you Gunflint news snippets each week. The first 7 years were for the local paper, and since then, with the great folks of and listeners to WTIP. Thanks to everyone that has been so kind to surf the web, stream it, and or tune in to the great North Shore Community Radio broadcasts of Wilder Smith happenings. Folks in these parts are used to seeing a variety of wild critters, but a couple residing over along the shores of Hungry Jack Lake had occasion to see one that is fairly obscure. A porcupine waddled through their yard, and they were amazed at its size and nonchalance. All summer, the dragonflies have been few and far between, but suddenly they have reemerged. The bi-winged darters have been zipping here and there with reckless abandon. I'm betting that the recent influx of mosquitoes might be an answer to the late-season gathering. They sure are beautiful, if you're lucky enough to have one land on your shoulder. Although Dagwagon is officially 3 weeks away by the calendar, birch and aspen leaves are already beginning to release from their summer attachment. Many have simply curled up and turned brown, almost avoiding much of a color contribution, no doubt due to the stressing conditions of drought. Wonders of our natural world seem to always be mystically reinventing themselves. I can never get over the marvel of forest images as they reflect upon a still Northwoods lake. Such was the case a week ago during the Smiths' weekly supply run to Grand Marais. One of my favorite spots along the trail is the scene across Swamper Lake. On this particular morning, barely a breath of air moved over this stellar body of water, revealing nary a ripple. The digital, perfect reproduction of the coniferous forest onto water was remarkably splendid, breathtaking in every sense of the word. What an artist, that Mother Nature gal. Now, if she would just break loose with some rain. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor a September song.